Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. Lord, our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord always considers our redemption. He had good things in store from the very beginning. When the Holy Spirit first moved upon the earth, upon the face of the earth was flooded, standing in and out of water. You know, the judgment had happened, and God was about to restore the earth for His people. And I believe He made us because He loves us, every one of us. And if, as we follow God, we represent Him perfectly. Every one of us has so much potential. We go through so many varied things, and we choose God out of darkness. Up until Adam, I don't believe that was a time where Adam was the first person, his generations, were the first person to seek, first people to seek God out of darkness. That was a time that darkness was not a thing. But Lucifer rebelled, and he was the first sinner, the father of lies and corruption. He corrupts what is. And no one in the kingdom of God ever had to break through darkness like we do. And I remember before I was saved, I heard my dad was a pastor, my mother a pastor's wife. They were pastors because they did it together. And they were a blessing. And they inspired me to get married because their marriage was so good. And I came along at a time when they were more established. So, you know, when they were younger, I guess they had their days, but I came along when they were more established, and I saw a very good representation of life. See, children, they don't, if they see things the way it should be, that's what they'll expect. So when you love people and you do it God's way, you represent Jesus Christ. And people and your children will expect the life they see you live. That's why when you train a child in the way he should go when he's old, he won't depart from it. So we have to, and I was wayward. I didn't get saved and when I was a child like I should have. But if I had died, I would have got a Christian funeral, I'm sure, but I was not a Christian because I didn't ask the Lord to save me through Christ. That was a long period of time. I kind of thought my salvation was up to God until I was in my early teenage years. My cousin broke it down that Jesus died for me, but I still didn't get saved. I wanted to know what to do so that if I got hurt on a minibike, I could get saved. Now, if you do something like that, you understand salvation. And I still didn't get saved, so I couldn't. I know that the Lord have mercy on people, but that was a day He said, I remember Him telling me, you're on your own now, because I started understanding sin. He said, you're on your own now. And I remember how I thought, I still didn't get saved right then. Some years went by. It was after high school. He told me I was on my own when I was around the 8th or 9th grade. I think the 8th grade. I was just coming out of elementary school, or I was still in elementary school. Standing in the front yard, I'll never forget that day. And after high school, I ended up getting saved. I was out of high school almost a year. And, I graduated in 81. I was out a year and a half, and I finally got saved. Nevertheless, before I got saved, I remember how everything was kind of up in the air. Anything could be true. But I knew that Jesus was the way to go. But I didn't get saved yet. So in that duration of time before I asked the Lord to save me, you could do wrong and go to bed and not think about it. You didn't have a strong conscience towards sin. You didn't have a reference for who God is. And you didn't have peace, but you don't know it because you never had it before. When you get saved, you have peace. Awesome peace. No matter what goes on, no matter what goes wrong, you have the peace of God. And if you sin, you know it, and you want it out of your life. It's an unrest. Because if I ever sinned, I would have that unrest, and I didn't like it. No matter how bad things go, and I had things to go pretty bad. The enemy fought me hard. He did not want me to know Jesus. He did not want me to represent him right. So he tried everything he could think of. And remember, with that, he has rules. He got to fight us on our level. So you can always win. It's an even match. And if you choose the route of Jesus, and if you choose to do God's word, you can always win, my friend. But it's a battle. Chris Lucas told me that now that you're on God's side. He was an Italian Catholic, and he got saved. He went to the Church of the Nazarene, and he had a super pastor because he always gave me the perfect information when I needed it. That was a work of the Holy Spirit. That's why I love the Holy Spirit. He put people in your life to say what you need and at the right age. See, Chris was one of us. He was my age. And he worked at the grocery store with me. And he was somebody that I felt comfortable talking with. And the Lord knew it, and he gave me things that I needed. The things he told me became a strong foundation. He said, now that you're in Christ, the enemy wants you back. He told me everything the enemy was going to do. He's going to try to make you angry, and try to do this, and try to send women. And all of it happened. And when it happened, I laughed at Satan. I said, I ain't never going back to that junk that I came from. And I meant it. I wanted to know Jesus, and I wanted to represent him, and I meant it. And I stuck with the love of God. And I learned things you can't learn any other way. I had a reference for who God was. I had the peace of God. And my heart became stronger. And when things went wrong, I sought the Lord until I found the answers I needed to stand. And I found out you don't have to survive all the time. You will grow and you'll get stronger. And you come to the point where you can survive. You thrive in life. And I love it. I love thriving in life. I love the will of God. I love his word. I love his will. I love his people. I love his ways. And I used to sing that. Now, I'm not a singer. I never did sing. And I probably should try harder to learn. But the Lord would have to teach me how to sing. Though he gives me songs. So when I have more time, when I'm not working two jobs, I'm going to explore that if the Lord tarries long enough. But nevertheless, the peace of God is strong. And when you enter into it, you're strong. You're strong in him. And we have to learn how our kingdom works and fight according to the ways of the kingdom. God gave us rules. We're weaponized. We are weaponized. We have the weapons of our warfare. They're not carnal weapons. They're better. And in the kingdom of God, we have to learn how to use our spiritual weapons. And they work better. They can stop wars. They not only can protect you in this life, they can prevent wars from happening. We have weapons that can stall the enemy. We have weapons that can move according to the will of God. We can protect our family with the authority that Jesus gave. We can shield them from the wiles of the enemy. You know, I lost count of the times the Lord woke me up and had me interceding for people and rebuking the enemy and praying in the Holy Spirit to people come out of danger. I lost count. The dreams, the visions, so that I could pray for people. And I remember them. I have to count them. I just don't, it's a lot. But I remember them. And the Holy Spirit can help me to recall every time he's done it, but it's a lot. And I thank the Lord for it. The Lord loves us. If we pay more attention to the Holy Spirit, we can do things that we normally could not do. We can bring down strongholds. We can build people up. We can pray God's will on their life when their heart is hungry. So when the Lord shows you somebody to pray for, or somebody that wants to talk to you, you can intercede and fulfill their need. Because Jesus is standing right there with them. He can download information. He can guide them in the right way. He can cause them to find your website. He can link them to the truth. But he has to have somebody to believe him for it. And I thank God for that. And he can touch their heart, and they'll get saved, and they'll live forever. All these things are personal. And you have to consider the dream, what God brings to you. What knowledge is he bringing to you? What dream is he bringing to you? What vision did he show you? And if you follow him, you're going to win in life. This is very important. In the last days, you're going to be able to do things you've not been able to do at all. You're going to be able to go forward and not backwards. You're going to be able to see life for what it really is. If you follow him, you learn. If you do what other people are doing, you don't learn. You learn very slow and inaccurately. But if you follow God, if you stay on course, if you practice what Jesus taught as a way of life with the intent to do it, and you're doing those things, you're walking in the light, you start understanding things, and you learn a more accurate way of life. It will be challenged because everybody don't do it. And sometimes from the pulpit, you may get bad information. That's why it's so important to believe God for the church you go to and go where God sends you. And you still share the responsibility of seeking the Lord on your own. And the Holy Spirit will teach you perfectly. Man will teach you the best he can. But there are pastors out there, like my pastor, they are accurate and they do a good. They do what they're supposed to do. They follow God. So when you follow God, you know, I thank God for Pastor Jim the Third and Pastor Jim the Fourth. And Pastor Jim the Third, he turned the church over to Pastor Jim the Fourth, who is a wonderful man of God. Both of them are wonderful, and I talk so. Both I reference both of them from time, because sometimes Pastor Jim the Third will do a message and it's good, and then his son will do a message and it's great too. They do their job. I love them. You know, you give honor to who honor is due, and they are a blessing. Now, with all that being said, you have to listen, but humanely, you still have that a good pastor is not a good, just because you have a good pastor don't excuse you from seeking the Holy Spirit, seeking the Lord yourself. If people will seek the Lord continually, it will enhance what that good pastor can do. And the Lord will use the pastor to confirm hard things for you. And you'll stay balanced. You know, I happen to be called to be an apostle. And Satan will tell any apostle, well, you don't need a pastor. And the most foolish ones will listen. But I'm going to tell you, when you're around good men of God, when you have a pastor, remember the prophet is subject to the prophet. You know, that suggests also that the apostle is subject to not only the prophet, but the pastor, the evangelist, and the teacher. When the Holy Spirit is speaking through anybody, you have to have enough sense to listen. Just because you're called to a higher office, that you're still a child of God. Just because you know something that they may not, and that's not always true. And the assignments that God give you, He'll equip you to do assignments. You still have to learn, and you have to be teachable. If the Holy Spirit's talking, I'm going to listen. I'm not going to be foolish. I've been foolish enough in my life. I'm tired of being foolish. I don't want to ever be foolish again. And I don't have to be foolish another second. I can always choose the high road. So when you seek Jesus, you learn these things. You learn things. And when you have a heart to know God and you're learning and you love His people, you have a chance to live and grow and develop in greater ways. Sometimes people miss their visitation because they get in that incane jealousy. They got pride in their heart or pride in their mind. You know, Herod had pride in his heart. Nebuchadnezzar had pride in his mind. His mind was hardened with pride, not his heart. That's why God could bring him back. Herod, he got judged and died. They did the same act. But one was from the heart, one was from the mind. So sometimes people, they love God, they're devoted, but they have pride somewhere. And they to the point that they don't listen when they should to people who they deem inferior. So if that can stall the plan of God on your life. But when you have the heart of God, when you're listening for Him, you'll hear Him. His voice is notable and detectable. Notable and detectable all the time. When people speak on His behalf, it's notable, it makes sense. It's better than worldly knowledge. It outclasses all forms of worldly knowledge. It destroys the camouflage. It makes things plain. Just like Nebuchadnezzar's wife, she said that he dissolves doubt, talking about Daniel. I know a man that dissolves doubts, brings assurance. That's what the Word of God does. When people who speak for the Lord, they can solve doubts. They can get rid of it, the camouflage of Satan, the darkness. And the light comes piercing through, gives you hope, gives you a reset, a new day. This is our heritage, and this is how we thrive in life. Now, as we go forward and the Lord doing His perfect will, we can do all things according to His standards, according to His ways, and live the life that God has so generously given us. But before you know Him, anything can seem good, and you don't know what to trust. I remember what it's like before I met the Lord, and I know what it's like now that I know Him. and it's ever increasing better. So feed your spirit, man, the nourishing word of God, and you'll always be able to conquer darkness. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He's always there. And we have to have a reference for who he is. And he will train you and teach you and love you all day long. Well, I only have a few moments. And these files are on newlivingletters.com, and you can listen to them all day long and be blessed. It will download to your device, and you'll be able to know what the Lord is saying through me. And this is my way of using the anointing God has given for people all over the earth. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.